wonderful festival, we would more or less keep this meeting, Sankirtan meeting, brief and essential, and therefore we have this time only two speakers. One speaker will be our first speaker. It is Rohini Sutta Prabhu, of course. Now, I think no one of here needs any introduction to Rohini Sutta Prabhu. And therefore I shouldn't really make this like an official announcement. However, there is one nice information piece which is relevant for us. Rohini Sutta Prabhu has been asked by the GBC to travel and inspire devotees all over the world for book distribution, and he has been also called to be a monitor. You might have heard of the new transcendental system which is there in the GBC, and that is the different preaching areas and different areas in our movement are designated, like for instance prasadam distribution, public relations, deity worship, farms, agriculture, and also, of course, amongst the most important, book distribution. So in this, so to say, areas of service, different devotees who have been doing great service in our movement have been called to be monitors. Like for instance, in the area of deity worship, Krishna Chaitra Prabhu, whom most of you know, has been called to be a monitor. That means someone who takes care that everything is done nicely and who takes care of the inspiration also. So Rohini Sutta Prabhu has been asked to be a monitor, I think together with Harikesh Swami, isn't it? Harikesh Swami is, to say, both of them together do this. So we of course are now all very eager to hear from our monitor. Monitor means in the English language it's something like a teacher who is teaching a certain subject. We are of course very anxious to know now and to learn how to a little bit more. But at the same time I want to say that we all have already heard the most important things during the programs which we had already. So this will be, so to say, the ice on the cake, or the Schlagsahne auf den Erdbeeren. So we want to ask now our Rohini Sutta Prabhu to speak. Rohini Sutta Prabhu ki jai. Srila Prabhupada, Transcendental Book Distribution ki jai. Gaura Premananda Hari Hari Bol.
Wo ist unser Weltmeister?
Ramakanta Prabhu? Ja. Kannst du vielleicht, wir müssen glaube ich kurz mal checken, wie das mit den Ohrhörern geht. Wir werden ja in Englisch sprechen, wie ihr eben gehört habt. Und die deutschsprachigen und Chinesisch und nicht Französisch und all sowas sprachigen. Die müssen natürlich eine Übersetzung haben. Can we just make a check? Diejenigen, die Deutsch sprechen, ja? tut nur Deutsch sprechen, wie Arkadius. Tut euch bitte die Ohrhörer rein und dann können die Übersetzer vielleicht mal reinsprechen in die Ohrhörer. Hört ihr was? Parlez-vous français? Oui, oui. French translation. Please put in. Can the French translator please speak inside the microphone so that we can see if this works?
I read first something from a conversation with Philip Raubart. There will be so many questions and opposing elements. He gave the example how the preacher is the best devotee and gets special considerations from the Lord, just as the soldiers in Germany got better, even if no one else did. The first thing is enthusiasm. Don't be dead, he said. You have to work more than me. Anyone who has life, he can preach. I say to my God brothers, you are all dead. You have no strength, no life. What have you done? Because I am trying my best. Blessing is coming from my Guru Maharaj. It is not to be advertised but seen. We have to take great responsibility. Whatever they have without God is zero. Simply touring is not required. By traveling, we have to do something substantial to increase the society. We must spread conviction by literature, speaking and preaching. The preacher is the best devotee because he is the soldier. We have to be spiritually strong. If superficially we want to be managers, it won't be good. We have to work sincerely. We are servants. We have to satisfy the master. Bring back all these fools back to Godhead. Don't try to be the proprietor of bricks and wood. That is not life. Preach. Go and preach. Go and preach. Go and preach. Our literature is the gospel truth. It is not ordinary literature. It has to be cautiously prepared, so it will not be contradictory in any way. We need Krishna conscious men in public office. If the president is Krishna conscious, then it will be God's will enacted. We have to educate the American public. Then it will be God's favored nation. Otherwise, they are not pleasing God. Lenin, with just a few men, took over the entire country. It is up to us to spread God consciousness. Don't be stagnant. Go and preach. On, take some more information and then I speak something.
Mayapur, 1973. Room conversation. If you preach in the materialistic class of men, but after preaching cannot draw something tangible from them, then your preaching is half successful. They should give money or become a member. Materialistic men are not interested in Krishna or Bhagavatam, but in family comforts, nice apartment, beautiful wife, children, etc. So if they can give some of their hard-earned money. Preach. If you can't preach, go on chanting. Prabhupada said that at least in his books, the word Krishna appears about four times on each page. So even if the rest is rubbish, at least the name Krishna, Krishna, Krishna is there.
Aslan
preaches continually to non-devotees, discusses the philosophy of Krishna consciousness with devotees, reads, writes and chants with not too much involvement in business management. A potency develops. He becomes immersed in these activities more than someone who is not so constantly preaching. This I see as the glory of sannyas, taking advantage of the privilege of the privilege to preach. He trains his tongue to speak only of Krishna, and as Prabhupada so often explains, he travels all over the world to spread the message of Bhagavad Gita. Austerity, cleanliness, regulated following of principles, early rising, chanting, outer preaching program to distribute Krishna's mercy in battle against Mayavadis and atheists, surely in spiritual identity, he represents his spiritual master and Krishna. So, his mission, Sankirtan mission, we receive from spiritual master. So therefore, when one takes this mission to his life and soul, goes on continuously with preaching and distributing this knowledge to the conditioned souls without giving it up, as it is described here, a certain kind of potency will be developed. An other potency than the material potency. Bhagavatam is described, there are two kinds of energies or strength. One is the strength, material strength, Purushakara. Another one is the spiritual strength, it's called Daiva. So Purushakara, it's the material strength given by the material energy, certain kinds of muscles and mental powers. Great determination. This is material strength. But the spiritual strength, we cannot distribute books just with these, by these means. Sankirtan doesn't spread just by material qualification. Although maybe there are qualifications, somebody is maybe very strong materially. He's maybe very powerful in his mind, he's maybe very intellectual, he's maybe very good in speaking, he has many good material qualities. So he can use this in the Sankirtan mission and his life will become successful. But we should not think that only these qualifications are necessary that they can become a Sankirtan devotee or a preacher. That's also another qualification, and that's the surrendering. You can also spread Krishna consciousness for a certain time with material power, with our minds, with our intelligence, with good speaking powers, with our material strength we have, our good body, who can go on for a long, long time, working very hard for spreading Krishna consciousness. But when there is not the devotion, and the love developed to Krishna, the attachment to Krishna and to the spiritual master, and there's still some material motivation, it will not stay for a long time. So in general we can see we have many strong men, many intellectual men, many powerful men who can speak very good, but we also have to see the example. We also have to do something. Not just done by speaking, not just done by our material qualification. So the devotion to the mission has to be here. And then this internal, then one comes under the influence of the internal energy. You can see materialistic, devotees who are very strong. Like last time, one devotee in America, he asked me, "Oh Rohini, you should eat a little more, so you get a little more strength. You should come with us
to our training camps on plays on basketball. And you come to me at home. It was a Grihasta. You come with me at home, and I will feed you something to eat that you get strong. So my answer was, yeah, you maybe look very strong. I was very tough with him. I gave him also tough answer. Sorry. I see that you are maybe very strong. You know, I see many. I didn't spoke to him personally. I would say directly to him. So I say, I know many devotees, they're very strong in this movement, but they don't distribute books. So it's not just that one, because one is material very strong, that one can distribute books, that one is inspired to distribute books. That shows we have many strong men in our movement, but they don't distribute books. We have very intellectual men in the movement, they don't distribute books. But we see sometimes we have many skinny men in this movement. Actually, most of our devotees are very skinny, and they may be not so strong materially. Most of us have certain diseases or some weaknesses. Even our mind maybe is not so strong. But when somehow or other, because they have surrendered to the mission of the spiritual master, they can become empowered through the internal energy, through the spiritual energy. So when that's one good thing, when one has a weak body, then one becomes a little more dependent on Krishna. And that's actually the qualification. So we can actually not say, oh, a weak body is a hindrance in the movement to spread for preaching. It's actually a help. Because then we know we have not to lose anything. I only have to surrender to Krishna, and I only can become successful in the mission by spreading these books only by the mercy and by the energy I get from Guru and Krishna. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita it's described Kali, Kalera, Kali, na, Kali, Kali, Kalera, Nama, Sankirtan, Krishna Shakti Vina Nahitara Pravatana. Kali Kalera Dharma Namas Krishna Sankirtan. Krishna Shakti Vina Nahitara Pravatana. That in this age of Kali Yuga, Kali Kalera Dharma Krishna Nama Sankirtan is only one religious principle, and that is the spreading of the holy name of Krishna. And thus, person who can spread the holy name of Krishna all over the world very successfully, he has to be empowered by Krishna. Otherwise, it's not possible. So Srila Prabhupada, in short time, he could spread the holy name of Krishna all over the world in 10 years. Although he was a very old man, 70 years old, but he was always traveling. He was never stopping in his activity. He never said, so now I'm old. Now I can sit back and enjoy the results. Now I'm perfected. Now I'm self-realized soul. I don't have to preach anymore. Srila Prabhupada always was preaching, even to the last moment in his life. He said, you know, I want to die, I want to get the blessing to die on the battlefield of preaching, as Arjuna got the blessing that he could fight for Krishna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So this preaching mission, to go out on Sankirtan, is our dharma. 5,000 years ago, Arjuna, he had his dharma. He was a kshatriya. Kshatriya means he had to fight. So therefore his dharma, to satisfy Krishna, was to fight. Because Krishna was asking him, and Krishna told him, you have to fight. But in the same time, you should not think that you are the doer or the enjoyer from your results. Just try to become an instrument. So in the same way, we are now engaged in the battlefield of preaching. We are
to become a devotee means declaring war against Maya. So that means we have to be soldiers, the Lord Chaitanya, become soldiers in Lord Chaitanya's army, and to perform our duty regularly. We have to perform our duty regularly for the satisfaction of Guru and Krishna, and take this as our duty to go out and fight for the sake of the Sankirtan movement and spread the movement more and more in form of these books. The best way is to distribute books. We heard many times from Prabhupada's letters and from lectures. Know for certain there's no better way than to preach directly about my books and to distribute the books. There's no better way to preach than to distribute books. So book distribution is the Brihat Midanga, and when we do that without wrong motivation, then we can certainly become purified. So this movement, this Sankirtan movement, is for everyone. Everybody can take part, full-time devotees, part-time devotees, people who are living outside, they also can take part in the Sankirtan mission. So this is what Srila Prabhupada spoke. Like the Jehovah's Witnesses or the Mormons. It's not that they are all of them are full members and that they are just living in a monastery and preach. No. Some of them they live outside in their family, but still they go out with their magazine, the Watchtower, for at least 1 or 2 hours every evening after their work. They stand there, you know, with the Watchtower in different languages, and they're very determined and wait till somebody comes and will listen to him and will buy or want to receive or read one of his magazines or one of his books. So they're very determined, although they're not first class devotion. But we can learn from them that even as part-time, although they may be engaged in a karmic job, in a job, or maybe they still have some attachment, but still they distribute their knowledge. They're very determined because they're convinced. They're convinced. So in the same way, we should also become convinced. They are convinced about something, you know, inferior religion. But we have the supreme religion, the Parodharma, the supreme form of devotional service we are actually spreading here. We spread not just ordinary Dharma, ordinary knowledge, ordinary books. We have to be convinced that what we are distributing here is the most valuable thing for the whole society. It's not just something ordinary or something cheap we have to get rid of because we have too much of these books in our larder, in our temple. We don't want to see them anymore. We want to get rid of them. No, we want to distribute many of these books because they are so much valuable, and because we appreciate this value, because we read them and we're living them and we're speaking about them. We should not just speak about them, we have also to read them and we should also live them. And then our preaching becomes very strong. Then we can become more and more convinced. And then when a devotee becomes convinced because of his purity, then he can enter the heart of all these conditioned souls. And these conditioned souls, their heart is stone hard now. Everybody who doesn't surrender to Krishna, his heart is steel framed. Steel framed heart. It's very hard. So, one has to have a laser to enter through this heart. That means one has to become very pure. Purity is the force, the Prabhupada says. Preaching is the essence. Books are the basic.
Utility is the principle.
And preaching is the force. So that's the force, the purity. And the purity comes by chanting. So we have to be very attentively in chanting the 16 rounds, read Srila Prabhupada's books every day, attain the knowledge in this way, and then we should follow the regulative principles and go out on the great conviction. We have to represent Srila Prabhupada and the whole disciplic succession and the Sisi Gornitaya. So we are missionaries. We are representants of the spiritual world. It's not ordinary mercy, it's extraordinary, special mercy we got by Srila Prabhupada that we can take part in this mission. It's actually a great honor. You should not think, oh, I have to be forced now out because we have to collect for the temple. We have to get rid of these books. No, we should understand that what we are doing is the most valuable thing, the most important activity what is ever to do, what there is to do. Nothing more important now, in the past, and now, and also in the present. Actually, book distribution or spreading this knowledge, it's the eternal dharma of the Vaishnavas and the preachers. Since time immemorial, this knowledge was spoken and preached all over this universe. But never it was so successfully preached in these big masses that so many people, millions, literally millions and billions of people will come in contact with Krishna consciousness. That's a real revolution. The Bhagavatam says it's a revolution. This Bhagavatam philosophy, the spreading of these transcendental books, the spreading of the Krishna consciousness movement is the real revolution. That's nothing what the French and what the English and the Yugoslav and the Russians do. They're famous for revolutions. No, Americans are also famous for revolutionaries. But what they did, you know, it's completely mundane as the beginning and the end. The spiritual revolution is the real thing because it stops the cycle of birth and death. It stops all these nonsense activities. And so the more books actually we distribute, the more the world will change, the more it will become positive. Because these books are positive, they're completely spiritual, transcendental. So the whole world will become purified by these books. We become purified. The place where we distribute the books will become purified. The person who reads the book will become purified. The money becomes purified. So all these things will become purified. In this way, the whole world can become transcendentalized, Krishnaized, Prabhupada says, by this preaching activity, by this Sankirtan Yagya. The Yagya. Yagya means sacrifice. We sacrifice our life on the altar of Sankirtan. So everybody should be ready to give some sacrifice to the Lord Chaitanya Sankirtan movement, to offer something on the Sankirtan altar. You are maybe full-time devotee, part-time devotee, or devotee who lives outside, a friend of Krishna. Please take some books with you. Take them at home. And we ourselves, we have to try to take these books to our life and soul. Actually, these books is the life and soul of everyone. We have to read these books. And then we also become convinced of it, and then we can distribute them. So everybody can take part and can distribute some books. You don't have to be ashamed when we present these books. You have to be convinced. You don't have to be embarrassed when the people ask us, you are from Hare Krishna, you are from a sect, you are religion. So we actually can be proud of that what we got. So when we preach this mission in a pure way and very steadily, that's the main thing, when we steadily take these books to our life and soul and practice this Sankirtan mission, then we can become more and more strong. As the Bhagavad Gita says, Mamcha Yogi Bacharina Bhakti Yoga Sevate. Sakunam Samasitakam Brahmapuyata Kalpati. One has to perform regularly this Sankirtan mission, and then one can transcend the three modes of material nature, and then one can become transcendentally situated on the spiritual platform. So that's the goal. We have to reach Sankirtan, become a fixed star or a moon, a Sankirtan moon on the Sankirtan sky. We don't want to have shooting stars, Sternschnuppen. They go up, we see them for some time, you know, the comets. We see them sometimes, but then they disappear. We want to have eternal moons or stars on the Sankirtan sky. And that will be the greatest benediction for the human society when we have fixed up devotees. Not only for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 10 years, or 20 years, no, for a whole lifetime. Not only for one marathon, for two marathons, or three marathons. You should not think that's the last marathon now. You should already be happy and looking forward for the next marathon. And especially for the marathon 1992. So now it's a new year now. And everybody should make his plans for this year to distribute the most books he can give, he can pass out. He should give everything to pass out so many books as possible, according to his capacity, according to his circumstances in it, without enviousness, without hatred. It's just happily engaged in this Sankirtan mission, in this book distribution, and try to give everything. And then, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Nityananda and the Guru Parampara, it may be possible to do more than last year. That should be our goal. Prabhupada actually asked, please double it every year. Because we want to build Mayapur city, he says. Therefore we have to double it every year. Otherwise it would be not possible. So our motivation should be to double it. It should be our motto this year. Double it. When we have the motivation to double it, then we do at least as much as we did last year. Then not more. But when we have the motivation, oh, I only want to maintain, I want to do the same thing, then maybe we go down. But when we have the motivation to do more, then maybe by Krishna's mercy, we can do more, or do at least the same as we did last year. Prabhupada said we should not decrease, we should increase our devotion, and we should increase the members of the movement and the family of Krishna, and we should increase the book distribution more and more. That means in this way more conditioned souls will come in contact with Krishna and with Krishna's devotees. Okay, Srila Prabhupada Marathon 1992, Ki! So, Srila Sachinandana Swami, we go on speaking now.
I would suggest we make just a very brief bhajan, sing the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Yes, is that right? Can you please give me the harmonium? So, Hare Krishna, dear Prabhus, and gladiators. Today, I must say I feel very honored to speak amongst you, and I have of course thought what we could say. I want to actually say something very brief, but at the same time something which might inspire you all to continue another year and then go into the next marathon. I first of all wanted to speak about one qualification which is very important for being able to have a full and happy year of Sankirtan. I wanted to speak on how to be determined, or determination actually. Then I wanted to tell briefly about the first book distribution. That is by a request of Ramapriya Prabhu. And then I wanted to speak actually about something very important. There is a marathon going on all over the world which combines all of ISKCON. It is a marathon which has not yet been mentioned, a marathon in which book distribution is essential. So I have a little surprise, in other words. I'm saying this to tell you of the coming attractions, so to say, in the hopes that you will all remain awake. Then I wanted to just speak about a letter I received from the war front, and then end with a prayer. So let us first now hear a little bit on the qualification called determination. Srila Prabhupada once said, without determination it is not possible to actually maintain one's life of Krishna consciousness. That's how important determination is. In the scriptures there are three qualifications given which are the basis of any endeavor in Krishna consciousness. Utsahan, that's of course enthusiasm. Nishchayat, that is perseverance, or as Prabhupada sometimes translates it, determination. And then of course patience. Sometimes we see devotees who make a very determined effort to go out on book distribution, and they expect a result immediately. It was on the day where I was introduced by Rohini Sutta Prabhu, I mean the marathon day, I made a realization. See, they had parked the car a little bit off. I mean, it was not really the regular parking place, you have to say. And I had risen very early because I was very nervous. Rohini Sudha Prabhu was leaving that day at 7 o'clock, the temple, or 7:15 it was, 7:15. And, so I was very tired, and when they all went out, I made the mistake and I slept, and I took a nachrast, slept, and wanted to sleep a little. So I was just, you know, going from the dreaming state into the deep sleep state, when all of a sudden the car door was violently opened and a big heavy Aussie, the East German fruit seller, was just waking me up and addressing me with the most foul language, "Du Blindgänger," and other words which we won't mention before the deity. And he said, "You have parked the car wrong. I cannot actually go to the places where I want to distribute my apples or whatever." So I said, "Sorry, this can happen in life, and I am sorry I can't drive this car now away because I do not know anything of the art of driving, and also I don't have any key, to be quite frank with you. My suggestion is you go down this side of the street and find the people with the big stacks of books underneath their arms, and I will go the other side and find also, and then we have the key and we can safely drive the car away.
You fool! I'm not going for you down the street.
So I had to go all by myself and look for Mahadev or Rohini Sutta or Rohini's servant who had the key, which I did. Somehow this was my first Kamya I ever met since Vrindavan, you know, the first real Kamya. We just met Brijbasis and sadhus and so on, and I was just overwhelmed. I was thinking, wow, they really have degenerated quite fast. And so anyways, I was determined. I wanted to go out and inspire and show how much strength the Swami has. And then, and one after the other, I met only people who were not very interested. Finally, I became a little bit frustrated, so I approached one person and said, "This is the teaching of Queen Kunti. She was engaged in a bloody war. She was the main female person in the most outrageous war in mankind." "Really?" she said. "Yes. Are you interested?" "Yes, I'm very interested." So somehow this person was in India and took the book. So but otherwise I could see you may be determined to do something. On that day I only distributed, together with Rohini Sudha Prabhu, 310 books. Very proud. And I mean, we are in the family, so I can say the 8 books out of the 310 went on my account. Anyways, somehow I kept on being determined, but I soon learned my lessons. I also had to be patient. This is important for every Sankirtan devotee. It's not that you just are determined. You have to also develop the other quality, which is patience. You can be patient if you understand that you are actually fully dependent on Krishna. Now, let us hear a little bit more about the qualification of determination, which will bring us the mercy of the Lord. I want to read or narrate to you a very moving passage from Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Maharaj Pratapa Rudra, the king of Orissa, became very determined to get the audience of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, as many of you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a strict rule. He would not see any person or any woman and a person who would be engaged in money-making and control like kings. So, Maharaj Pratapa Rudra heard of this determination, but he was very, very eager to gain the mercy of the Lord. And see, when we speak of a marathon, well, there are many definitions. One is the heart cleaning marathon. I want to introduce another marathon. You know, the Kamis have MM. I don't know what it stands for, but we have also the MM, Mercy Marathon. This is really what we are hankering by going out and distributing books. We want to have the mercy of Krishna, because without his mercy we cannot really distribute. Nothing can happen. So Maharaj Pratapa Rudra, he was on this MM, Mercy Marathon. He wanted to obtain the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although Mahaprabhu was determined to not see any king. So he said, if Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is determined not to see me, then I am determined to give up my life if I do not see him. Prabhupada says, a devotee with Maharaj Prataparudra's determination will certainly be victorious in advancing in Krishna consciousness. Because of this determination, thus Maharaj Prataparudra's determination is very exalted, and it is called Dridha Brata. Because of this determination, he was finally able to receive Lord Chaitanya's direct mercy. Then he said, if I do not receive Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, my body and my kingdom are certainly useless. Prabhupada writes, this is an excellent example of the Dridha Vrata determination. If one does not receive the Supreme Personality of Godhead's mercy, one's life is defeated. In Srimad Bhagavatam 5.5.5 it is said, Parabhava yastavat abhudayato yavanna jignasato atmatapam. I think that was the verse of today. So it seems to be important for us if Krishna thinks he should hear two times. So, Dridha Vrata, determination. Unless one inquires into spiritual life, everything is useless. So, it is described that this determination that I must get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, otherwise my whole kingdom and my life is useless. The reason is not just something. It is a very deep understanding. Then if we do not become successful in this lifetime, we will have to again enter the womb of a mother. Again we will be bitten by things in the womb. Again we will have to go to school, maybe. Privately, personally, this is the greatest horror I can imagine. We will have to, you know, just to be born again. And then we might fall in love again. We might cry out in pain again. I mean, we should avoid this trouble. We should be determined to get the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this one lifetime, Prabhupada said, a devotee should make it a point, I want to go back home, back to Krishna. It is, Prabhupada wrote, we should become enthusiastic by this prospect that we can go back in this one lifetime, back home, back to Godhead. So, when the different associates of Mahaprabhu saw that this king, who had everything, was prepared to give up everything just for the drop, for the mercy, they were astonished. So Bhoma Bhattacharya was astonished because such determination is not possible for a worldly man attached to material enjoyment. And I want to end this reading section. Such determination is the first qualification, as confirmed by Rupa Goswami. One must have first some firm determination, firm faith. And that faith is that I only need to engage in devotional service, then all my the problems will be solved. We can have this faith because it is actually a fact. See, I think all of us who are now in this room, I am a shadow of a Sankirtan man, but at least a shadow, this much I will say. but here are only Sankirtan men. I think what you, if you would make an inventory on your vocabulary, what you say the most, what words you say the most in your life, it would be something like, nur nicht verstricken, das ist doch Verstrickung, Prabhu. Solche Verstrickung. This is what I always hear. Let us not entangle ourselves. This is entanglement. Oh no, I don't want any entanglement. You know, if this word entanglement in the negative sense, I don't want entanglement, is a vocabulary which every Sankirtan devotee usually says that most of the words he uses is something with entanglement, that which he doesn't want. Here is for all those who are determined to make their life a full success is a recipe. Understand, just by going on Sankirtan, everything will be taken care of. Even Lord Chaitanya will come personally and at the time of death and bring you back home, back to Godhead. Now if you say, well, this is just Sachinandan Swami's poetical word. He has eaten good prasadam, now he is enthusiastic, and so on and so forth. No, don't make it so easy. This is Prabhupada's own words. For those who are engaged in the Sankirtan, a devotee asks him, but Prabhupada, when I'm doing this, I'm thinking of so many things. I'm maybe not thinking of Krishna. Prabhupada said, at the moment of death, Krishna takes such a person back home, back to Godhead. And there was an example, I clearly remember, when a Sankirtan devotee was having a car accident and leaving his body, and Prabhupada, it was a Mataji. Not some special Mataji, I mean special in the sense that she went on marathon, but it could have been any one of the devotees here. It was not a Rohini Sutta or someone not a Harinam Ananda, but it was just like an ordinary Sankirtan devotee, and she left her body. She carried the box over the street and wanted to go into the temple, and maybe Sankirtanka. When she was crossing over the street, she came behind a Sankirtan van. She couldn't see the cars coming that side, and the truck just bent over her and took out the life force from her body. And Prabhupada said, when he was asked, where did he go? She go back home, back to Godhead. This is such an easy life. You just need to concentrate your mind on one thing. You don't need to have a complicated computer program with all the where you can type in one word like I did, determination, and it makes like, and then you have the whole the whole armful of quotes on determination. You don't need a room and some setup for your service. You just need your arms and your feet and a voice. And there is even an example of a Sankirtan devotee of South India who couldn't even speak. Imagine. And he couldn't hear anything. So he would have a blackboard and say, please take this book. And here would be a line which would not be movable. I cannot speak and I cannot hear. But please take this book, it's very nice. So the person would say, write on the book, why? Why should I take the book? And he would say, because otherwise you might go to hell. You need knowledge, isn't it? Isn't it? And then he would distribute many books. I heard he was the best book distributor, and I didn't hear from whom. His name was with R, started with A. Anyway, so the only thing I said, a voice and so on, but you need also determination to go out on book distribution for a longer amount of time needs determination. So that determination you can easily get if you understand I don't need to entangle myself. I don't need a wife. I don't need a husband. I don't need a this. I don't need a passport. There are songs by the Karmis which go on and on. I don't need this and that. Here it is true. We only need this service and everything will be taken care of. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that for those who surrender, he gives what they need. So that was the first point. I think if we understand this a little bit more, this is the only thing I need, we can be very determined. And if we have the goal to go back home, back to Godhead in this one lifetime, then let us apply this determination. That's one point I wanted to bring to your attention. Sankirtan means a determination for the MM, the mercy marathon. Let us make this life a mercy marathon, a mercy obtaining marathon. So for those of you who are interested, tomorrow we will speak a little bit in the Bhagavatam class about the different factors governing determination. Now, when you have a computer program, you want to make it available to everyone. So we will hear that. I won't get into this now. I won't get more into this present moment. Now, a little of this determination, or much of this determination, could be seen in the first Sankirtan party. When the Goswamis had written their books in Vrindavan, they felt the need to make the books available to the devotees in Bengal. And therefore, Jiva Goswami sent out a book distribution party of an unusual personality. There was Shyamananda Pandit, Shyamananda Prabhu. There was Narottama Das Thakur, and then Srinivas Das Thakur. Now, they had a huge box in which they transported the books, and armed watchmen, they had spears on them. When this party crossed the kingdom of Birhambir, a king who would increase his treasury by stealing and robbery, the astrologer of that king told that a great treasure is passing through your kingdom. Please be clever and steal it. And the astrologer, by some calculation, described the place where Shyamananda, Srinivas and Narottam would camp for the night. And then, when there was no soul awake in the book distribution party, the robbers went and stole all the books. You cannot imagine the extent of the lamentation. They had been sent by Jiva Goswami with these valuable manuscripts. Now, you must know, at that time, you could not just go to Harinamananda and buy a stack of books on the street. They were written on palm leaves, handwritten. If you wanted to present someone a book, you would have to hire a brahmana who would copy the book for a month or so, hand copy it, and then you could present it. There were no printing presses. These books, especially those written by the Goswamis, they're very, very rare scriptures. We hear that when Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur was writing these books, and rain came, the rain was not falling on the pages by the transcendental effulgence of Vishwanath. It went on the side. There was no question of umbrella. He just wrote in the rain and it didn't disturb him. When Raghunath Das Goswami, no, when Sanatana Goswami wrote the books in the night, he just had a few leaves. See, they were very poor. They were not supported by the BBT, you know, with a nice house and light and so on. No, no. They had to get their light by burning leaves with a little oil. Not too much. Oil was very costly. That's how these books were written. And you can well imagine from just hearing these two instances, you know, how they must have felt. They had lost the books by the Goswamis. Most probably they were original handwritings by Rupa Goswami. And you would see Rupa Goswami's handwriting. You would cry in ecstasy because it was so beautiful. It was not like this. It was so nice. They were lost. So the others went. Narottam and Srinivas went. And Shyamananda tried to find the book. Srinivas tried to find the book. Now, one day, he came to this court of Birahambir. And this is now a very interesting thing. And he overheard a discussion by learned brahmanas on the subject of the Bhagavad, Puran, or the Bhagavad, Srimad Bhagavatam. So he heard actually that this explanation was not very deep and at times even faulty. So he said, well, my dear gentleman, brahmanas, may I also say something? Are you a brahmana? Yes. And then he began explaining the shloka they were just discussing in a way which he had heard from Jiva Goswami, very deep, with references from all the shastras. And he went on and explained. Everyone was thinking, oh, this person knows so much. Birahambir also, well, if the king was there, oh, he is not an ordinary person. So you must understand, Birahambir had a private neurosis. What was his trouble? The trouble was, after he had stolen the trunk of books, he felt very bad because he thought it were jewels. You know, just like the bank, like the in the theater play, the bank robbers thought they had made a lot of money. And then they opened the suitcases, their books. So they were disturbed. Birahambir was much more disturbed because he had some sense. He had the sense of, no, I have stolen from a saint. I mean, who else would have such books? So when he heard Srinivas, he became so moved. He said, he took him aside and said, can you please something to show you? So he showed him all the books. And Srinivas didn't say anything. Of course, he recognized the books. And then Birahambir said, I'm a great sinner. In your presence, I can feel in my heart I have done such wrong. Please save me. Can I make you a gift? Something? Srinivas said, yeah, I want to steal those books. They are my books. So the king was so glad. He fell down and he promised to change his ways and became the initiated disciple of Srinivas Acharya. He became so heavy. Everyone in his kingdom who would not become a Vaishnava, he threw him out of the kingdom. You will be glad to hear this. It is a Vaishnav kingdom. And he didn't just kick them out. He made some Umsiedlungsarrangierung. How to say this in English? Some arrangement whereby which he would settle those people outside of his kingdom. He would build them something and make an arrangement. And in this way, this kingdom, which was around Vishnupur, that was the town of Dihambuya, became a Vaishnav kingdom. And still to this day, if you go to this kingdom, you will be in ecstasy. It will be so wonderful to see this, how a kingdom done by the Vaishnavas. We might get some inspiration what we will do when we have distributed a few more books. How to, you know, get anyways. So this is a very nice point. You know, just by Shyamananda, Srinivas Acharya's determination, I must, you know, get those books. Such wonderful thing happened. See, this is a secret. When a devotee becomes determined, Krishna, he has passed the test of the spiritual master and Krishna. And then Krishna will help him in a wonderful way and he will become successful. And now I want to tell you a few success news, you know, how this principle is actually working in life. I wanted to first of all tell you from Russia something very amazing. I think every one of you by now has seen this advertisement for Bhagavad Gita in the Russian language. It's a poster where Krishna plays on his flute. You have seen the Russian, I think, Cyrillic language. So the devotees were putting this poster all over. I forgot exactly what it says, the poster. Does anyone remember? Those books can change your life. Yeah. It's a thing. So the devotees were hanging it everywhere, and they got orders. And on one day, they got, you know, per day, ordinary days, they got 3,500 orders. Do you know what this means? Every day. Imagine this, what two devotees would do this day. They would do the service to distribute 3,500 books just from order. I thought that's such a nice sign how people actually want to change their lives how they are ready to do so. See, although this is not such an interesting subject, but from ordinary psychology you can understand people at this time of the life, they want some change. They want something to happen. Something new. Therefore they always go and make new computers and new films and new synths and new this and new that. Because it's boring. Now, these books are actually giving them what they need. A new life of freedom. Spiritual freedom. So that's a very nice news. And then now I want to tell you of another marathon which has to do with this news. As you might have heard, 1996 is Srila Prabhupada's 100th birthday, appearance day. Have you heard this? 96. That's in 4 years. So the devotees all over the world, they are thinking how to praise Prabhupada. For instance, in Calcutta, It has to give you a little idea. They want to make a temple. Rini Sudha Prabhu has to prepare some things. So Hare Krishna, thank you that you were there. Rini Sudha Prabhu ki jai. In Calcutta temple, no, they want to build a Calcutta temple for $4 million. To glorify Krishna. And then they want to make a billboard action all over Calcutta, like one billboard action they did was Krishna appeared in Bengal. You know, there were these huge billboards, maybe the whole hall, half of the hall full. Krishna appeared in Bengal. Everyone was thinking, Krishna appeared in Bengal? No, he appeared in Uttar Pradesh, in Mathura. Why? Who said Krishna appeared in Bengal? And then the newspapers, after they saw these billboards for 1 month, they were thinking, what idiot thinks has made this billboard, Krishna appeared in Bengal? So the whole town of Calcutta, Krishna appeared in Bengal, nonsense. Krishna, Krishna appeared in Krishna, Krishna. So this, then after 3 months, when everyone was, because the billboards were always full, you know, it was always that thing. Then they had a new billboard overnight. In the same letters, you know, same colors, it has Krishna appeared in Bengal, and then it went. S. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then everyone was again rising. And then, yes, please visit Shrida Mayapur Hare Krishna Center. This is how they made this advertisement. So they now thinking, how can we do such a thing, same trick with Prabhupada, you know? Who is the greatest man of Calcutta, you know, question mark. Rabindranath Tagore, then question mark, question mark, some political, something, you know, where everyone starts talking about, and then it says, and then at the end it will be revealed. Then they make stamps for Srila Prabhupada, science congresses. Last 100 days before his birthday will be a cultural event. Last 10 days there will be a festival throughout Calcutta, and there will be padayatras which go through 100 streets of Calcutta to one place. 100 streets. Then 100 pushpa samadhis around the world, that means the Prabhupada flowers are. A big Calcutta Ratha Yatra. And then they want to distribute free prasadam to all of Calcutta's beggars. This is a lot, you know, for Prabhupada. Then pop musicians for Prabhupada, you know, and so on and so forth. But the most important program of that, glorification of Prabhupada, that was mentioned, will be the book distribution. So, again, this is an mercy marathon for the celebration of Prabhupada's 100th appearance. I feel if we become a little aware of this, that will do us very good. Now, finally, I want to tell you how transcendental book distribution is, just by reading to you from a letter. From, one moment, near Skopje, a town near Skopje. Moshe? This is in Yugoslavian, but this is not. Recently on Sankirtan in Kumanovo, a town near Skopje, we met a nice couple. They had read some of Srila Prabhupada's books and were very much enthused when they met us. They asked us to come to their house to make a program and said that they would also invite some friends. We scheduled a term, that means a date, the next Saturday, cooked a feast and left for Kumanova. We were in anxiety about what kind of people they were. But as always, it turned out to be Krishna's arrangement. The friends were professors of Russia who had not, no, was a friend, no, their friends were professor of Russian, one person, who had met the devotees in Moscow, a famous classical guitarist who knew Indian religion quite well, a sportsman who had read Prabhupada's Science of Self-Realization, and the wives of some of them. After the first bhajan, there was a tremendous applause and exultation, like this. And after the Bhagavad Gita class, the host, that means the person who invited them, was so much in ecstasy that he asked the devotees to make a kirtan. In the middle of the kirtan, the wooden floor of the house broke down. And the whole house broke down. You know, they were all quite enthusiastic, as you can see. At the end, the devotees distributed some books. Yeah, what else to do? But the people hardly let us leave. The Russian professor was crying out that he never met before. No, that he had never before seen so many happy and smiling people in one place. Yes, you know, if the house breaks down, you still smile. That's a good sign. And the next day, he said that his 150 disciples, you know, people who, not really disciples, pupils, that's the word for it, students, could hear about Krishna and his devotees. The scholar of Indian religion declared, "This really changes one heart. This really works." They all asked us to come again, telling us that they would find a new place for a program. They bought a lot of books. So, I just thought, you know, this is a little town in called Kumanova. I mean, most probably, that's the first time and the only time that you ever hear of this town called Kumanovo. But still, Prabhupada's books have gone there and they have changed people's minds so that they don't mind that the house breaks. And I just thought this is such a nice point to tell you. Have faith. The process works. So, the last point I wanted to make is our prayer. My dear Sisi Gonitai, please send us new Sankirtan devotees. Now, I wanted to say something to this. I think we are all aware that in order to increase more, we need more devotees out on the street. That is the basis of this prayer. Now there are a few things which help, which we can do as Sankirtan devotees to bring people closer. One thing is, which I heard from Rini Sudha Prabhu, if there is a person who is a little, you know, where you can see that this person is really interested, tell him to write to the temple or write to you or visit you. Make sure to impress in his mind that this doesn't need to be the last contact with the devotees. Just help him how to get in contact with devotees. That will help you very much. I received another letter from Sarajevo, where one devotee who distributed there reported that he had distributed the book to one lady and had given her the address of the temple and an invitation to the Sunday feast. The next Sunday this lady was there, and now she regularly comes and is on the best way to become a devotee herself. So do something so that they understand, well, this is not just a book company, you know, which sells books, but they are living persons. They can get in contact with us. This is a very important thing. Now another point, which is a little bit more deep, it's not such a technical point, is that we should improve our Vaishnava relationships amongst each other. Then the devotees have very nice Krishna conscious relationships. Relationships where the oldest want to help the younger, and the younger want to learn from the older. Then our society will become undefeatable. First of all, we will feel such strength and such happiness being in this movement. And second of all, the karmis will see, well, these people are happy. They're not happy. They're heavy with happiness. They will become very, you know, they have a nose to smell it, because usually the karmi world is very cruel. And then they come to the temple, just like Harikesh Maharaj was explaining, don't run, just pass by them, just to have at least time to move the muscles in your face for a smile. Of course, you know, it shouldn't be a muscle, that looks always foolish. A muscle smile is not really good. You know, it should come from the heart. You know, just think a little bit how you can attract a few more souls to Krishna. And those who are in the temple should be in that spirit. Then someone would come, give him prasadam immediately. This is what Prabhupada always, he insisted. Have you taken prasadam? Even, you know, people well clad, looking aristocratic and high people. Prabhupada would insist they must take a plate of prasadam, otherwise they wouldn't get out of the door again. So this is another thing we might, just the temple devotees might consider, but we are here, this is a group of Sankirtan devotees. Just think a little bit how to, you know, get them closer, be a little bit more personal, maybe beyond the distribution of the book. I'm not saying you should waste your time talking, but it just requires very little. And you know, if you have no time, karmis don't mind this if you tell them, sorry, I'm very busy, you know, I'm on the wave of Sankirtan now, it just flushes me on to the next person, I have no time right now, but here, take this, write me, and you know, off you go. They can understand this if you tell, I'm sorry, I'm in a hurry. Just say something that they can get in contact. So Hare Krishna, this is all I can say. So this I just thought, let me just ask a little question. This Sankirtan festival, of course, was very motivating again. It was a lot of purification, a lot of realization. Now let us pray to the deities that these realizations which we have, or these desires which we might have increased in this saintly association of the leaders of our movement, Sri Vishnupad, Vinisuta Prabhu, and exalted Sankirtan devotees like Harinamananda, Naveen, Nirada, Chakshus, and Bhagavadama, and so many others. Riyabhanu, Shai Rishi, Jagamaya, What? Bhaktalavya.
What?
Mahesha. Jiva Prabhu. Maru Mangal. You know, Lalita Nath Prabhu from Denmark. Let us, you know, remember this, how we could, and let us pray to the deities, yes, that these desires and the realizations which we have made will fructify in our sarita, sorry, our heart. They will rectify in our heart so that we actually can maintain a full year of transcendental bhakti's devotion, and let us continue praying like this. If we do so, it will be the mercy marathon, the back to Godhead marathon, the heart purifying marathon, however you want to call it. Thank you very much for allowing a little fly amongst elephants so it's just address you. Srila Prabhupada Transcendental Bhakti Devotion Ki Jai. Go Premananda Hari Hari Bol. So we will have a little time now. At 7 o'clock is the Gaura Arati, and right after the Gaura Arati, we will show you very nice Prabhupada meditation. Slide